You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
First-year head football coach Mike Pettine, after taking some of the emotion out of it from late Sunday and on through Monday, has decided to stay status quo. Brian Hoyer is going to remain his quarterback as the Browns face the AFC South, leading Indianapolis Colts coming into First Energy. Michael Reguy, Matt Wilhelm, great to have all of you along. Let's go right to our Berea Browns Dog Bowl hotline and welcome in one of the NFL insiders you check out with frequency, we certainly hope. From ESPN, we say hi to Adam Kaplan. Adam, how are you? Welcome to the show, and we appreciate it, man.
I am glad to be with you guys. We'll be talking about this subject at the top of the hour. I'm at ESPN today on NFL Insiders. This certainly came out a little different than most of us thought, but the fact of the matter is the Browns are a winning team, and I think that was lost on a lot of people this week.
Yeah, Adam, we do too. That's the bottom line with regard to where they are. I would offer this up as well. Do you believe that the entire spectrum and stylings of this offense that has taken hits with so many very, very integral pieces gone, you know, Alex Mack, Jordan Cameron, do you think that came into large play for Mike Pettine as well in looking at how they were going to generate offensive consistency if they made this move now to Johnny Manziel?
Well, I think the big thing is here, first of all, as I said earlier, they're winning. And they're not in evaluation mode. They're not looking towards next year. If they were, and let's say they're 5-7, I think Manziel would close the season.
Sure.
It's kind of like what the Tennessee Titans did. They were not doing well in the middle of the season, and they said, you know, we're gonna give Zach Mettenberger a shot, see how he does, and we'll evaluate him. So they're not in evaluation mode, which is sort of the buzzword with NFL executives. They're not doing that. But the fact of the matter is Hoyer's not played very well. He's been very inconsistent. He has not played a full game beginning to end. And you didn't feel like coming out of it that he played really well. He's had a quarter. He had some great comebacks. He's made some good throws. He's made, for the first eight games, very good decisions. But still has not played at a great level. And the hope is this gets his mind together by knowing that he's already been benched. What else could they do to him? I mean, that when you talk to quarterbacks who've been benched before, they feel like, hey, once you bench me, now I know you're willing to do it. I just got to get myself together. That's the hope here with this decision. But you talk about Jordan Cameron and Josh Gordon, who did not play well last week. He's become a freelance wide receiver. You talk to people on the league who watch his tape, not a precise route runner. He's an immense talent. He's got to be more consistent. Unfortunately, Gary Barnidge, we'll see with the ribs. He only played one play last week. That was a big shot he took. You have to see about him. Their inconsistency of running the football. Not a lot is going right with this offense. It's a West Coast offense. Under Kyle Shanahan, I think will work if you've got all the pieces. He's got to have Jordan Cameron, though, to make it work. That is the position in the West Coast offense, which is so integral to it working.
That's correct, Adam. My quick question for you is, do you think that Coach Pettine's decision ultimately came down to the known in Brian Hoyer, which is 7-5 as a result thus far this season, versus the unknown, which is Johnny Manziel, and the small little snippet or sample size we've gotten from him last week in Buffalo?
Sure, because there's a curiosity factor. When you look at Manziel, you don't really know what you're getting. It could be really exciting and fun, and so sometimes pretty good. And then there's the, gosh, I don't know if he could win like this. The way that he plays as you go through his progressions, and can he really play his style of football from college in the NFL? They don't know that. To me, the thought was going into this season, it'll be Hoyer, unless they're a bad football team, which they're not. And then into what you like to do with this coaching staff is get Manziel in an off season, where you get your hands on him, let him get more work with a first team offense, and you could get him in March and April and May, and May especially when the coaches actually could coach him, get him in for a full off season, and he's got this season to build on learning the offense. I just don't think it would work right now if you're going to say four games, get us into the playoffs. He has to start an NFL game. That's not really the way you want to go about it. And much credit to Pettine, because I know he was so angry after the game at obviously Hoyer. I mean, he was very mad, clearly, when he talked to the media and to our Sal Palantonio, and mm-hmm. You saw what he had to say about Terrence West.
Yes.
Mike is a Philly guy like me. I get it. He's got a temper, but he's got to be careful. And I give him credit for calming down here. And by the way, this was his decision. This was not influenced by the owner, I was told this morning.
Yep.
I told him, no one would tell me exactly what the decision was, but I was told, though, and this plays into what happened, that it would be Mike Pettine's decision going forward, and then clearly it was Patton, so good for him.
Yep, and he made that decision today. Great to have Adam Kaplan, ESPN NFL insider, with us. Check him out on Twitter. Excellent follow, at Kaplan NFL. Team perspective, Adam, you've said it two times. We certainly emphasize it all the time. This team is 7-5 and relevant going into the month of December. Indianapolis, Cincinnati at home, finish up Carolina at Baltimore. Two AFC North football games. Browns got to make up ground there. Tiebreakers aren't theirs. Get your crystal ball and Ouija board out, my man. How do you see this all playing out for this football team?
I think they finished 9-7 and not in the playoffs. I think it's a challenging schedule. I just think they have too many. We even talk about the defense. So many guys hurt on defense. It's a tough deal here. It's the depth is an issue there. Getting back Dansby this week certainly will help. We'll see how much he can impact their team. But and Hoyer's just got to play. The thing is, what you love to see Hoyer do is show that he could play a full game, very good football, and then he's got to get some help with Cameron coming back hopefully this week and getting Josh Gordon on the same page and running the football. It's not just Brian Hoyer. It seems to be everything each week. It's the quarterback. It's the running game. It's the offensive line. By the way, Joe Thomas did not have a great game last week.
Mm-hmm.
Although this guy is obviously one of the top two or three left tackles in the league. I spoke to someone who graded his tape as a future opponent, and said that he had not seen Thomas play like that in a while. So they've got and Nick McDonald's injury. They've got a lot of injuries to get through. This is actually a great challenge for the coaching staff to somehow get this team in the playoffs.
Adam, you referenced Josh Gordon in your after the first question, talking about sloppy route runner but a dynamic playmaker. He's been targeted 29 times in his first two football games back, only 15 receptions, which actually holds very close to Brian Hoyer's overall completion reception. You think it's like kind of like getting your new toy back and forcing the football to him, which has forced Brian Hoyer into some disconnections with Josh Gordon and also to some bad decisions as well?
Yes. Some of it is on Hoyer with the inaccuracy. Some of it is working with these low-end wide receivers. And unfortunately, today, Miles Austin, now we learned, is out for the season. So
Yep. That's
going to be a killer. I mean, it's just one thing after another. But I'm telling you, even when they get Jordan Cameron back, Hoyer has got to be more accurate. Too many throws too high. Some are too low. Some are behind the receiver. Now, to his credit, though, he's admitted it. He knows he's got to play better. He is what we call a timing and rhythm quarterback. He's got to be more accurate. And this system, as he told me when I spoke to him at training camp, this system's good for him, the West Coast system. He told me that it's very similar to New England. This is the best chance he's had his career to play, and he stands to profit the more he plays. So let's see how he does.
Adam Kaplan, we appreciate your time on a very busy Wednesdays always are in the National Football League. But check him out. At Kaplan NFL on Twitter. Excellent follow. Thanks so much for the stuff, man, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Adam
Kaplan, great perspective, I think, and also, too, as you could tell in his tone of voice, very pro-Hoyer. Thought that Pettin made a great decision, ultimately, to keep this team in the hunt in that playoff race, and that at this point, he thought it was better for Johnny Manziel to maybe be built into some and be active parts of the game plan moving forward, but Hoyer at the starter, and I think his significant growth will come as the prospective starter, if Hoyer is not here in Cleveland, that's from March until August next season.
No question about that. And I really believe, Matt, before we get to break and on the other side, it's a lot about you, okay? So get ready with your tweets at hashtag Mailbag Wednesday. But see, I really think about more than being pro-Hoyer, this is about people that are looking at it realistically and saying it's about being pro-winning and about pro-offensively what you have to get done to maintain where you've been at, as opposed to just, as we talked about, adding this entirely different dynamic that affects all 10 other guys on that football field if you change quarterbacks.
You're right about that. And I think what's also so great and why we love having those national perspectives is because they don't have that Browns bias or fan bias or team bias, in this case, as a beat writer or someone who covers them week in, week out. So he's evaluating 32 quarterbacks and 32 position battles throughout the NFL football season, and so they can give you an honest perspective on where their expertise and why they've come to the determination that they have on this being a positive decision for the Cleveland Browns.
And we've alluded to it many times as we head to break. You know, Brian Hoyer fully understands and knows very, very well that so many things going forward now are dependent upon him, and whether it's just Sunday against Indianapolis or the final football, four football games of the regular season, he, for his part, has to find a way to get back to those first five football games, seven TDs, one pick, taking care of the football, valuing it, and having things running nicely offensively. He knows that. Mike Pettine believes he knows that, and so now we're going to find out if he can make that reality. Reality is with you. When we get back, we'll get into Twitter. We'll also see if there's any other loose bows to tie up. It's been a very eventful Wednesday, as it always is, as an NFL team gets back to work. We're live out of the Dog Bowl in Berea. Matt Wilhelms here. I'm Michael Ragai. More coming up. Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford. Turn this thing around at the next red line.